Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Lord, praise Jesus. You're welcome to your favorite program, Commanding the Day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you to you this day. We bless and we honor you. We magnify you, everlasting God, for all you have done for us. We are grateful children, Lord, and we have come to express our gratitude unto you. And we pray, Lord, that you accept our thanksgiving this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are confident that you, being our God, we are protected from every fiery threats of the enemy. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Everlasting Lord, we want to also thank you for all the previous meetings. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you for your word that you continually release unto us. And we say glory be unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus. We commit today's broadcast to your hands and we pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, you will speak to each and every one of us individually and collectively. And at the end of the day, Lord, Jehovah God, fill our mouth with laughter, fill our mouth with song of victory, song of joy, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, I welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And indeed, the Almighty God will shine His light upon you. His countenance shall be upon you. The Almighty God will show you His mercy. He will surround you with abundance of His grace in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are entering into a new season of fulfillment of His plans and His purposes concerning your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with you what I taught you. You are not a slave to sin. You are not a slave to sin because you have been redeemed by the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 7. You see, I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but is under the guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, we are enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoptions as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our heart, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From that passage, we can see that you and I are no longer slaves. We are not slaves to sin. Why? Because the Almighty God, in His wisdom, because of His love for us, He sent forth His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He came to this world and He died for our sins, thereby reconciling us back to the Father. He was without sin, He was without blemish, and He took away our sin, thereby making you and I sons of God, and that qualifies us as the heir of God. Brothers and sisters, you are not a slave to sin. Sin will no longer control your life. Why? Because the Spirit of God is residing in you, And because the Spirit of God resides in you, sin shall be something that you will detest. The grace for you to love that which God loves, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as sons of God, we have to surrender our will to Him. Your will, my will, we have to surrender to Him. It's when we do that then that the Spirit of God can really guide and direct us. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 40, reading from verse 8, say, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. May you have the desire to do the will of God in the morning, at daytime, and at nighttime, because His law is within your heart. The Word of God resides in your heart. Your heart will be a fertile land for the Word of God to germinate in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And by so doing, you will do His will at all times in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by so doing, whatever we do, we know that we are doing it unto God, not unto man. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 7, it says, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man. May you render your service as to the Lord at all times in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A person that is no longer under sin, is no longer a slave to sin, that person is that person that is taught of the Lord. May the Lord teach you, guide and direct your path. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 143 verse 10, it tells us, say, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on the level ground. The Lord will teach you to do His will in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 119 verse 12 says, blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. May you know the will of God. May you do the will of God, because the Spirit resides in you. Say, let your good spirit lead me. You will be led by the Spirit of God at all times in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. His Spirit will guide you. His Spirit will direct your path. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Almighty God will continue to teach you the way to go. And when the Lord is teaching you, you will not miss your way. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, spirit of error, spirit of confusion shall be taken away from you. Why? Because it's the Spirit of God who is teaching you. And because the Spirit of God is teaching you, is the one guiding you, you are no longer a slave to sin. Sin is no longer something that is attractive to you. Why? Because His Spirit dwells within you. And so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have become consecrated to Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 12, reading from verse 1. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The Lord will grant you that grace not to be conformed to this world. Because everybody is doing it does not make it right. May the Lord grant you the spirit of discernment, to be able to discern what is good from what is bad, to be able to discern from what is right from what is wrong. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the grace for you to totally surrender, not to conform to this world, the Almighty God will grant unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have become a living sacrifice, your body has become a living sacrifice. Your body is the temple of the Most High. And you will not defile that body in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will not defile it. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. You are dedicated to Him. You are not conformed to this world. You have transformed. Your mind is transformed. And there is a daily change in you in the name of Jesus. The word of God that you are hearing will transform you. You will not just be hearers of His word, but indeed you shall be doers of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Romans, that same Romans 12, reading from verse 4 to 5, say, "For as in one body we have many members, and members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of another." The Almighty God has called you to be a member of His family. And as a result of that, you have a role to play. You have to do your role within that family because you are as a son. A son is not the same as a slave. But son, you are heir to the throne. You are heir to the throne. You don't destroy the family. You don't become a member of the church and begin to destroy the body of Christ. You don't go about saying negative things about the body of Christ. Brothers and sisters, let's be mindful of what we say. Let's be mindful of what we do. We must always see ourselves as ambassadors of Christ. You belong to that family. You are no longer a slave to sin. So, but for that reason, you have to know how to comport yourself. But you can only do this if the Spirit of God is residing in you. And the Almighty God will grant you that grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a son, as a member of that family, you need to help one another. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 35, Isaiah 35 verse 3, says, "Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees." Are you helping your brother? Are you helping your sister? Brothers and sisters, do not glee, do not be excited when you probably hear somebody has fallen into sin. Rather, you should pray for that person that the Almighty God will show mercy upon that person and the Lord will bring back that person along the narrow path, not for you to be rejoicing that this person has fallen. Oh, okay, he has fallen. No. You should not do that because you are no longer a slave to sin. You are a son. You are the son of God, and you must always see yourself as such. But you see, going back to that Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, see, I mean that the heir, as long as he's a child, is no different from a slave. A child that does not know that he is a child will behave like a slave. A child that does not know his right will always be treated as a slave. You need to grow in the things of God. You need to grow in the things of God. You cannot remain at the same level. Brothers and sisters, let us spend quality time in the study of the word, spend quality time in the place of prayer, spend quality times in sharing the good news. And as you do so, your sonship is more guaranteed in the Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, can you be called a son or are you a slave? If you are still operating as a slave, there is still opportunity for you to retrace your step. But all you need to do is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. So why don't you just do so right now by saying, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And I will serve you all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus." Everlasting Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. their inheritance in Christ. Let them not miss it. For everyone who have heard this message, I pray that you will not miss your crown. In the mighty name of Jesus, the grace to hate sin, the Almighty God will grant unto you. Every temptation that come your way, the Almighty God will make a way of escape for you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Almighty God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.